From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to vote Monday on a draft resolution affirming any decision to change the status of Jerusalem has no legal effect. The Egypt draft document does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab Muslim world, protests over the U.S. decision in Turkey, Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian territories. In Paris, Abir Hamad said she's angry over the U.S. announcement, saying it forgets Palestinians and their rights. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding about the city, even with the Israeli capture of Jerusalem in 1967.
That is to say, East Jerusalem, the old city and its suburbs, are considered by the UN and the international community to be occupied territories. And therefore, no change in that status, that sense of being occupied, can be tolerated by the global community on the part of anybody. And that's really what's being expressed here. And the Trump administration's decision has completely upended that.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Sunday, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar said the UN-backed government's two-year mandate has expired, suggested he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year. Speaking in Benghazi, he appeared to dismiss UN efforts to bridge differences between the unity government and the Eastern administration in Tobruk. This is VOA News. The Election Tribunal of Honduras has ruled incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez has prevailed in a bitterly contested election that brought sometimes violent protests to the streets. Mr. Hernandez won a narrow 1.5-point victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who was charged fraud. Rice University Latin America analyst Mark Jones said Nasralla is reportedly preparing to head to Washington to seek support from the Organization for American States, which has called for a new election.
Certainly, Salvador Nasralla, his opponent, can travel to Washington and complain about fraud. But the reality also is that President Hernandez has been a strong ally of the United States, whereas Salvador Nasralla is linked to Mel Zelaya, who is widely seen as being antagonistic to U.S. interests in the region.
The European Union said it found no wrongdoing at an election recount. In Chile, conservative Sebastian Piñera won the presidency Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over his center-left opponent, Alejandro Guillier. Mr. Piñera said he hopes to build a good future for his countrymen. He has vowed to cut business taxes, double growth, and eliminate poverty. President Donald Trump Monday is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying, Mr. Trump will make clear China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, appeared on Fox News Sunday, said the U.S. is in economic competition with Beijing.
This isn't about trade wars. This is about reciprocal fair trade. And if we have to protect American workers and put on tariffs or other things where they don't have fair trade with us, the president will do that.
Mnuchin said the president wants a more balanced and fair trade relationship with China. At least four people were killed in Nigeria Sunday when gunmen opened fire on a military-escorted U.N. convoy carrying civilians and food aid near Gamboru along the border with Cameroon. The gunmen are believed to be members of the Boko Haram Sunni insurgency. In the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Sunday, police clashed with supporters of former provincial governor and former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili, who was released from a brief detention last week after being accused of trying to orchestrate a coup. He's accused President Petro Poroshenko of corruption, accusations Mr. Poroshenko denies. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked President Donald Trump Sunday by phone after U.S. intelligence provided information to Russia preventing a potentially deadly bomb attack in St. Petersburg. The White House said the planned attack had the potential of killing large numbers of people. A far-right coalition made up of the Conservative People's Party and Freedom Party has taken power in Austria after being sworn in Monday amid a heavy police presence to guard against protests. It has pledged to halt illegal immigration, cut taxes, and resist Central Union centralization. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.